Public hearings is conditional use number 2560, Zachary Pulcinella. I'm sorry if I butchered that.
Madam Chair, I need to recuse myself.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a landscaping business with equipment storage and parking to be located on a certain portion of a parcel lying and being in Sussex County containing 13.18 acres more or less. The property is lying on the south side of Portsville Road, which is Sussex County Route 492, approximately 1 mile east of South Shell Bridge Road, which is Sussex County Route 492A. The 911 address is 8504 Portsville Road, Laurel, and the tax parcel ID is District 430. Map 7, parcel 13.00, submitted into the record. Madam Chair, we have a copy of the applicant's conceptual site plan, we have a copy of the legal description for the property, we have a copy of the applicant's exhibit materials, we have a copy of the staff analysis report, we have a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division, we have a copy of the DELDOT service level evaluation response letter, and I would note that we have received zero public comments. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Whitehouse. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Give us your name, you can have the floor.
Zachary Pulcinella.
I was waiting for you to say it, so then the correct pronunciation.
Awesome. Right.
You heard what the director had to say with regards to your application. If you could just expand on that, what your business is, business hours.
So I have a landscaping construction company. We currently use the property for storage. I'm going to say a storage and meeting place. I keep my, trucks we don't use there. So we have our trucks, our loaders, our bucket truck, et cetera. It stays there. And I have an average 5 to 10 employees, depending on the season. They normally arrive between 6:45 and 7, and they leave around 5:30 at night. The work is not done on the property. They leave the property to, customers' houses. So they're there in the morning and in the afternoon. Just to meet for work and to go home from work. I guess I'm just looking to see if we are able to continue to do that or if there's any reason why we would not be able to continue to do that.
Was there any violation on this property?
Yes. Okay. And I do have letters from all the surrounding neighbors saying that we do not affect them.
Okay. And I'm happy for you to give them to Mr. Whitehouse. He can put them in the record for us.
Are there
Did you say there was a violation?
There was a violation in 2024 with the constable's office. That's where all this had.
Because you didn't have conditional use.
Or might have a conditional use. And the residence that was on the property was torn down. It was dilapidated. It was horrible. So we had tore that down and we continued to use the property, which then put us in violation. The property since the violation, I did get a permit. We put up, so this drawing here isn't exactly what it looks like today. We have approximately where the blue letters there are on the map, like see where the driveway comes in at. I have a privacy fence across there. I've gated in both sides of that driveway. And then we have a fence running down the roadside. On the other side of that privacy fence is our dumpster and our toilet, so all that's hidden. And then on the back side of the driveway is where all the equipment is stored. So that, I guess that looks like maybe a 2024 photo, but since then the property's been cleaned up tremendously.
Yeah, you do have stuff up there, yeah. All right, we'll see if anyone has any questions. We'll start with Mr. Allen.
Yeah, are you planning on doing any office buildings at all on the property?
So not within the next few years. Eventually, my future plan is we have a total of almost 14 acres there. I'd like to build a residence. I'd like to build my house there. I'd like to move this back to the rear of the property to where it's not, seen by the public and all that. Up front I'm using now be beautiful grass. But for now, my office is at home. We don't have customers come and go. It is strictly our employees coming in the morning and leaving at night.
Okay. How about signage? Are you planning on putting up any signage on?
On my gate, I do have that it's under camera surveillance. I have that, no trespassing. I have a small 2x3 yard sign out front, but I currently not have any signage. And if that is a deal breaker, I do not need signage.
No, you could have one if you want.
Okay.
You put in conditions.
Yep.
So that's fine.
No, I mean, at max, a 4x8 sign would be amazing.
Allowed to have it.
Yes, we're allowed to have.
Okay.
Are you going to have any rentals of any type on the property?
Any
storage rentals or anything like that?
No. So I do have roll-offs that we use on our own personal projects. They're on the property, but they're not. Nobody's coming to. We're not transferring trash from dumpster to dumpster, et cetera.
Okay. So, and I did see where you're going to have a row of trees along the edge of the road to block it. Because I did see, I don't live that far from there, so I have like trucks there with the hood up and.
Yeah, well, so there's one there now that it was a red truck. The battery died on it the other day. So, but I can put privacy trees along, but I figured that cattle fence may have been sufficient.
The site plan showed trees along the edge of those. So.
So the original one did, and then they made me get, I believe his name was Alan Kent, to redo a actual one of my new fences and everything, which should have been submitted also.
So you have fencing. That's definitely not a privacy fence along the edge of the road, so.
Well, I can't because of the setbacks, but I have privacy fences hiding the dumpster and porta potty and stuff.
Okay. Mr. Pettyjohn?
I just to kind of be clear, I mean, I know you had mentioned that you would like to possibly live there sometime and maybe do some other things there. You know, I'd encourage you to just think that out and have that plan put forward now, especially
when
you get the conditional use or apply for that. As far as equipment, whatever else there, do you think you would get into repair work, that kind of stuff?
Or no. Not so much? If one of our trucks, for example, you said there was a hood up, I mean, if one of our trucks needs a battery, a hydraulic line blows on a piece of our equipment, I mean, if that's where the piece of equipment is, I'm going to repair it, but I'm not going to have 30 broke down trucks sitting in the yard. I currently don't even have a bill. I have, you know, two storage units and a shed. Well, two shipping containers and a shed there. I don't have a, you know, commercial shop. So it's more just when my guys get back, they park their trucks and trailers and they hop in their vehicles and they leave. So very minimal work is done on the property.
But as business increases, hopefully.
Yeah, then hopefully, as business increases, I'd like to build a, eventually build a building and all. But that's going to be in a, as time and money allow, 2-3 years potentially down the road.
Yeah, okay. No, I just wanted to be encouraging to say, think those things out.
So
that way, as you're putting in for this.
Yeah, don't have to re-go through everything.
Correct, yeah. So, okay, that's the only thing I can really think of.
Yep, so just so that it's on the record, are there other businesses or similar activities happening, within a couple of miles of this property?
There's not.
There's not.
There's not. There is, if you were to go slightly up the road, you enter in town Laurel, there's the gas station, there's the car wash, there's a repair shop, there's, small little restaurants. But around there, it is mainly farmlands and, large areas of land that's woods.
Are you storing any chemicals, fuel, oil, anything like that?
I do not have any of that sort on site.
Okay. So no pesticides or herbicides?
No.
Okay. I don't think I have any other questions then. Thank you.
Thank you.
I have just a couple. You mentioned 6:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Is that Monday through Saturday?
So that would be Monday through Saturday.
Okay.
I'm not going to say that those are the exact times when there is snow removal. We do,
that was my next question.
Yes, in event of emergency service, we may be there at other hours. But in a general day, I would say my guys clock in between 6:45 and 7 o'clock, and they normally return to the yard between 5 and 5:30.
After so 6:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m.
Because
when we set conditions, those types of things are included, so make sure you're covered.
So 6:30 a.m.
But we could also put in there a note that unless there's
emergency service is required.
Yep.
So, yeah, I'd say 6:30 a.m. until, if we could just do 6:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., by then, 9 out of 10 days, everything is covered. If not, they'll be in dropping stuff off. And
your guys really finished by 6, or should you make it a little bit later, do you think?
If we can, can
whatever
we do
time you give us is what we're going to put
okay.
on the paper, if it's approved.
6 a.m. to 10 p.m.
That's a little.
Yeah, you're not.
I mean if there's not an opposition, is that too much to ask?
Yes.
Well, you need to be.
Yeah. I mean,
we would like you to expand a little bit, but not that far.
Okay. All right.
I think if we say 6:30 to 7, are you comfortable with that?
I'm more than comfortable with that.
Okay. All right.
Except for emergency operations.
Right. Snow removal. Okay. Will you be doing any grinding or anything on site? Are you storing any materials on site as far as tree products? You're not bringing anything back in?
No, currently we are not. And I do not plan to.
Currently you won't.
I do not plan to.
Okay. We talked about the businesses. I'm sure there's something we're probably overlooking. But that's all I can think of for now. Mr. Robertson?
Just one, and I think from what you said, but just so we know, is there going to be any retail sales from the site? Anything?
There is not. Okay.
All right, that's all I had.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, thanks. Mr. Whitehouse?
If I may, just the ditch, that's not a tax ditch, is it? It's a drainage ditch?
It's a drainage ditch, correct.
No, but not a tax ditch?
So. No.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Are anybody else?
Yeah, appreciate what you've done so far. You've done a pretty good job of cleaning that up, and we promote small businesses in the county. So
awesome. I appreciate that, Jeff.
Okay, if you'd like to have a seat, we'll see if anyone has an interest in your application. So anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2560, Zachary Pulcinelli? In favor? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition? Okay, there being none. Is there any further discussion? Okay. Yep.
Yeah, I think council will read a motion for me.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Collins. I'm reading your mind. The motion is, Madam Chair, I move that we recommend approval. Mr. Collins moves that the commission recommend approval of conditional use number 2560 for Zachary Pulcinella for a landscaping business with equipment storage and parking based upon the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. One, this property is on a 13.18 acre parcel of land. This is an appropriate size and location for this conditional use. Two, the site will generally be used for vehicle storage and a location to meet and depart for off-site work. No landscaping work occurs on the site. Three, the site is located within the low density area. According to the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan, this type of use is appropriate within this area. Four, the property is zoned AR1 agricultural residential. The use of the property as a landscaping business is consistent with the underlying agricultural zoning of the property. Second, five, the use will not adversely affect area roadways and neighboring properties. DelDOT has stated that the traffic generated by the use will be diminutive. Six, a landscaping company provides a service to a wide variety of Sussex County residents and businesses, and it has a public or semi-public character that will benefit the residents and businesses of Sussex County. Seven, there was no opposition to this application, and the applicant has provided letters in support of the application from the surrounding landowners. Eight, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the use shall be limited to a landscaping business that performs off-site landscaping work. Equipment storage and parking related to that use shall be permitted. Ultimately, the applicant shall be entitled to construct an office, and the applicant has also stated that he may ultimately build his personal residence on this site. B, no manufacturing shall occur on the site. This prohibition includes the shredding or grinding of any materials and also includes the dyeing of mulch or similar materials. C, as stated by the applicant, there should not be any retail sales occurring from the site. D, one lighted sign not to exceed 32 square feet per side shall be permitted. E, the hours of operation shall be limited to 6:30 a.m. through 7 o'clock p.m. I think that's what we said. 7:30?
7.
He said
7.
Oh,
where's the 7? 7, okay. 6:30 a.m. through 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday. There shall not be any Sunday hours. The applicant shall be able to operate beyond these hours on an as-needed basis for limited situations such as snow removal, storm damage, cleanup, and similar events. F, the applicant shall comply with all DelDOT requirements, including any entrance or roadway improvements. G, the final site plan shall clearly show the area where this landscaping business will be located on the property, including the location of any material storage areas or bins. H, the final site plan shall clearly show all areas for vehicle and equipment storage and parking, and these areas shall be clearly marked on the site itself. There shall not be any parking or storage within the property's setbacks. And no permanently disabled or untitled or unregistered vehicles, trucks, trailers, or equipment shall be stored on the site. I, failure to comply with any of these conditions may be grounds for termination of the conditional use approval. And J, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Okay, the motion has been moved and seconded to approve conditional use number 2560, Zachary Pulcinelli. Mr. Allen, how do you vote?
Yes, for reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Collins?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Pettyjohn?
Yes, for the reasons. Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
And the chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. The motion carries 4-0. Thank you.